Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Ten minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. Good morning. It's Tuesday. I'm Austin Hill. What does it mean when an entire nation goes bankrupt? The nation of Greece on the continent of Europe. They have been, for all intents and purposes, bankrupt for about five and a half years now. And one bailout after another has only extended the pain. It hasn't solved any problems. Joining us to offer his analysis, the man who says that the best anti-poverty program in America is a mom and a dad in a committed married relationship raising children together. What a concept! Our great friend Steve Moore, who's an economist at the Heritage Foundation and also writes with the Wall Street Journal. He's back with us on our newsline. Steve, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Austin. Great to be with you.
Wish the circumstances were brighter, but it's been a long time in the making with Greece. Give us your assessment of this mess over there in Europe.
Well, I think the main relevance to Americans is that, you know, Greece is socialism on steroids, right? I mean, this is a country that has become a kind of cradle-to-grave welfare state where everything people want from government is free. Mm-hmm. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not wholly, you know, and that the Greek citizens have come to regard, you know, these fat pensions and all of these welfare benefits and unemployment compensation and short work weeks and all of these things as kind of human rights. And it's been, you know, impossible to take this stuff, politically impossible to take a lot of these benefits away. So what is the sum result of it, Austin? It's that you have, you know, to use a metaphor, you know, we've got a lot of people sitting in the wagon in Greece, mm-hmm. and not a lot of people pulling it anymore. And more people are getting in the wagon. And, you know, there's just not enough industry and not enough people working and not enough taxpayers to make this work. So I'm very somber about the situation in Greece.
Sure.
I've even come to the conclusion, Austin, that maybe the best thing for Greece to do is declare bankruptcy and hit the reset button like Detroit did and start over again.
Mm-hmm. And there are those saying that, and this is a crazy idea, a little off topic. Somebody floated this in an editorial written in a newspaper in London, but somebody surmised that Greece and all its debt could probably be purchased, if you will, by the Apple company, Apple Corporation.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There are private enterprises in the U.S. who could afford to buy the entire country. I mean, is it even possible? You certainly have this broad array of understanding of the history of economics. Is it even possible that another country or a business could just buy that nation state?
Well, why would they want to? That would be the question. You know, I mean, you're picking up all these massive liabilities of the system. I think that Greece has to come to the reality that its current system of government doesn't work, that it will become poorer and poorer and jobs will continue to leave and people will leave and capital will leave the country until they move away from socialism, move towards free market economics. I mean, you can't have a system where people are working 30-hour work weeks and people are retiring at age 50 and, you know, people have all of these, you know, child care and other types of benefits and then expect the very few that are still working to pay for it, because
right.
that creates a debt spiral. So, but you're right. I mean, in the context of the profits of Apple could essentially buy all of Greece's debt and then become sort of the owner of the country. But right now, I don't see why anybody would want to. And again, I think the lesson, Austin, for Americans is, you know, we do a lot of the dumb things that Greece is doing. I mean, not nearly to the extent that they have, but it should be a wake-up call to Americans that if we keep borrowing $1 trillion a year, if we keep, you know, expanding government, you know, free college, free healthcare, free this, free that, you know, somebody has to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the people willing and able to pay for it shrinks as you put more and more people on the welfare state and make everything free. At some point, the free lunch becomes a very expensive lunch.
And it seems as though we're at that point now. Steve Moore, economist at the Heritage Foundation, the nonprofit organization in the Washington, D.C. area. He's on our news line here at the Faith Radio Network. Steve, let's put Greece on the list with Cyprus and Spain. It strikes me that Greece is in a far worse condition than those two countries, but Cyprus and Spain have gone through their economic contortions in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yep, you know, we're seeing a lot of countries are in trouble right now. I mean, you mentioned a few of them, Spain and others, and then you've got, you know, Puerto Rico is in trouble, Argentina, Venezuela, and a lot of these countries, what do they have in common? They have big socialist states with high taxes to pay for it, and so they tax the producers and they pay people not to produce. And, you know, if you tax something, you get less of it, and if you subsidize something, you get more of it. Mm-hmm. They're getting more and more people to drop out of the workforce and expect a middle-class lifestyle for not working, and that doesn't work.
It doesn't work. What is the threat right now? I mean, we saw contortions on the stock market yesterday. There's fear and panic, and the business and financial news media is so narrative-driven, just storyline-driven. So rare is it that writers like yourself and the Wall Street Journal actually work off of facts. What does the person listening to us right now need to know about this potentially global economic crisis and its impact on us, on our families, even our local community churches and such?
I think, again, that why Greece is, first of all, I think a lot of these apocalyptic, you know, fears that somehow if Greece defaults or if Greece goes bankrupt, that somehow it's going to, you know, cause a contagion effect that's going to topple the world economy. I just don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, look, Greece is smaller than the state of Indiana, for goodness sake. So this is not an important country in the whole scheme of things. And one of the reasons I'm actually in favor of Greece declaring bankruptcy and just saying, okay, look, we couldn't pay our bills. We're completely out of control. We're going to do what Detroit did. We're going to hit the reset button and start over again. And the creditors, the people who bought this bonds, you know, they're going to have to take a haircut. The pensions, you know, the pensioners aren't going to get all the money that was promised that they shouldn't have ever been promised in the first place. And, you know, that's the first step to dealing with the crisis. Here's my problem, Austin. If Europe gives Greece yet another bailout, I guarantee you that 6 months for a year from now, they're going to need another bailout. And then they're going to need another one because they're not structurally changing their economy. That's the problem, not that they're in debt.
And your point's well taken. And in terms of the illustrations and the real life lessons for us here in the United States of America, Steve, I've watched this. You've monitored this much more carefully. But my goodness, I mean, Greece has been basically bankrupt for the last 5 years. And it's one bailout after another. And at the end of last year and January of this year, the voters there, they seemingly cared, as I observed it, correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like they cared nothing about cutting back on consumption. They voted for a new prime minister that promised even more free stuff. I mean, that's how out of touch they are. And I fear at times we're that out of touch here in the U.S. What are your thoughts?
I think there's something to what you're saying, Austin. Yeah. So I'm not saying we're Greece. I want to be very clear on this. We're a very strong, vibrant nation. I believe we could actually grow substantially if we got our policies right. But look, if you turn the dials in the wrong direction, bad things happen. And that's the danger of not paying attention to what has happened to Greece and what caused the crisis. Because, Austin, the left has this narrative out there that this was all caused by, quote, you know, austerity measures. Like, oh, we had to cut government spending. What are they talking about? Greece's government spends 50% of the GDP or more. Mm-hmm. How is that austerity?
Right. Steve Moore, I know you don't offer investment advice per se, but what wisdom would you offer to the person who's concerned about their retirement portfolio, their investments, or what have you? Are we in for a rough ride? What are your thoughts?
Well, that's a tough question. I would simply say this, that, you know, one of the lessons here is that investors should not regard foreign sovereign debt as risk-free. It's not risk-free. It carries a high amount of risk of default. And, you know, potentially, you know, people just, you know, delinquency or default in the payments. And so don't think that somehow because these are sovereign government-backed debt that you're going to get paid, because in many cases, the people who took out this Greek debt probably aren't going to get paid. And that's not such a bad thing. I mean, why should governments be considered risk-free? We want more investment in the private sector, not the public sector of this, and not just in the United States, but around the world.
Mm-hmm. That's an excellent point. Steve Moore, chief economist at the Heritage Foundation. You see his writing in the Wall Street Journal. Steve, thanks again for joining us. Always a pleasure to talk to
Austin.
You.
Thanks, Austin. Have a great day and a great 4th of July, if I don't talk to you beforehand.
Look forward to it. Thanks much.
Thank you.
20 minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Glad you're with us. Welcome to Tuesday. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.